downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's no time, I go lie from the kitchen with a ditchy. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down. This way to the kitchen. Pat glaze, frost wrist. How you fucking all these bitches? But I don't love none of these bitches. And I fucked up.
Yes, sir, man. Hey. Man, this is crazy, man.
Hey, hold on.
I'm stoked.
No, you gotta chill. I'm super stoked too. But before we get into that,
right?
Because we do got a special guest. But before we get into that, yes, we gotta really, you know, we gotta address this big elephant in the room. I don't forget what episode this is. Whatever.
About five, I think episode five.
It doesn't really matter. Smash and Dash back at it again. But yes, man. Flowers are deserved to be given at this moment. I want to say congratulations to Matwinski on the Hall of Fame. It's not final yet, but he is now eligible to be, you know, voted into the Hall of Fame.
He's nominated.
So, like, where we come from, y'all, this is something that we wanted our whole lives. So now that we are in this situation, bro, how does it feel?
Feel great, man. You know, it's just something like when you playing this game, when you playing in the backyard, like the same thing. I don't care if it's football, basketball, and you know we all went through those things where it's like, oh, it's 3 seconds left on the clock.
Yes,
3-2-1, game winner. Hand me the ball, throw it, game winning touchdown, all that type of thing. Like when you get into these sports and you rocking out and this and that, like if you Hall of Fame, like, it gets no bigger than that. Like, that's the top of the top. Know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it gets no bigger than that. So, like, man, you know I'm excited about it. You know I love it. But at the end of the day, it's just sitting around. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Like,
I believe it's going to happen, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but where I came from, like, just to be nominated, like, know what I'm saying?
I did. Just be nominated,
but. I
respect it.
I like to speak things into the universe, so it's gonna happen.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
What better way to, you know what I'm saying, to start things off than with our little brother? And we, you know, this is our, for real, we love this dude. Like, I don't know what, you know, y'all might have thought, but this is our brother.
Nah,
we call him Twizzy F.
Yeah,
I call him With Me.
Yeah, yes, bro.
Because he stay with me.
I'm with you, brother.
Yeah.
Twizzy, what's up, baby?
What's up, big bro?
How you
appreciate
been, man?
Y'all for having
brother,
me, man.
Let me just tap in on this, man. I'm so stoked, man. This man, like, he don't even know, man.
Right.
He might do know. This shit go back, man.
Yeah,
it go back to me, like, pulling up, getting on a tour bus, you know what I'm saying, with Tunchi, and I'm seeing Lil Twist in here, and then to me being in Houston and Lil Twist pulling up on me, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Young Moolah, you know what I'm saying?
Man, listen, I got a story. CJ was one of the first celebrities. Lil Wayne, my brother, that's amazing. Everybody knew that. But CJ was one of the first celebrities that I would call around my homies and shit just to let my homies know I had niggas' numbers and shit. Like, yo, I'm about to call Chris Johnson.
See,
I'll call. CJ picked up every time, man.
My brother.
Never let me down.
I don't think people understand that. Like, I get what you're saying. Because I used to try to do that with Snoop when I was in college. But, bro, when you can call somebody like CJ2K and he actually pick up.
All my homies played sports. So that was huge. I'm about to call Chris Johnson.
Well,
like, no, you ain't.
Exactly.
Call that nigga, my nigga. Answer.
Yeah.
What's up?
That's what's up, man.
Hall of Fame, we on the way, baby.
We on the way.
We definitely run into it, man.
We on the way.
Twizzy.
What's up,
man? Growing up, bro, obviously you on growing up hip-hop.
Yeah.
It's obviously well-deserved. I mean, you are the Prince of Young Moolah. We all know that.
Yes, sir.
What's crazy about this is you've been doing this for... I don't know how old are you now, bro?
29,
but you clearly been doing it for 20 years then.
Yeah, for real.
So,
for real.
Yeah.
How does that feel? You a real life vet in the game. I mean, people might not. Listen, if Tunchi, this is Tunchi Lee, y'all, we talking about. If he's stamping it, then clearly I'm stamping it.
No, for sure.
How does it feel, man, to grow up, you know, in that lifestyle?
Man, it's been amazing. It's been a blessing. I've always just wanted to rap. I never knew how it would turn out, but since a kid, it's always been like a progress. I've always seen like elevation. Like, yes, sir. Started rapping at 7, had the number one song in Dallas when I was 10. And at 14, here come Lil Wayne.
Mm. Yeah.
And since then, it's been elevation. It's been trials and tribulations, but it's been elevation since then. So it's been amazing.
Trials and tribulations, young. What you know about some trials and tribulations?
It's crazy that you speak on that because it kind of relates to sports.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Like, you started rapping at 8, 9 years old. Like, we started playing ball around that time. Like, you know, just practicing, getting things together. Then 14, you know, high school time in high school.
That's what
trying to get a scholarship to go to college, to play ball, to make it to the league. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so we went through some of those same things, trials and tribulation, bumps in the road.
Yeah.
You may got hurt this year, or could be politics this year, like just different things. So like, it's like, what are some of the things like that you did for yourself? Like when some of those bumps in the road came and different trials and tribulations, like just to make you make yourself stay focused and like keep it going.
With mine, one of the main things was just to try not to pay attention to what the media was saying.
Right.
When I came in onto Young Money, it was an amazing experience from the very beginning, and then I got very close friends with Lil Justin Bieber, and then the politics changed of everything.
Politics.
Now, man, he was with Lil Wayne and Justin Bieber.
Now I'm become a household name, and I'm on TMZ, and there was a lot of things that they was printing about me that I just had to not pay attention to it, because if I would have got caught up in it, I probably would have been somebody depressed or something.
Right.
Yeah,
we know depression is real, but, bro, like, okay, like I'm going to piggyback off of you a little bit. When you say, like, you been rapping since 7. We obviously been playing football since 7. Like, I don't think people understand or respect the grind. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think that people fail to realize in a sense? Because everybody be like, man, you ain't no rapper. Like, give it up. At 7, you knew you wanted to do this. And clearly it paid off.
Right.
So for some of these other people around the world, like, they'll be telling their kids or might tell their son or something, like, man, stop doing that. It ain't gonna pay off. Like,
no, that happened to me so much, bro. That happened to me so much. Like I said, I had the number one song in Dallas when I was 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, from 10, I got signed to Lil Wayne when I was 14. So that's 4 years in a mix. So from 10 of my song being number one in Dallas, so 14, it was so many people in those 4 years. Like, you still doing it? Like, what you doing? Like. And I would always tell him, I'm going to make it. And I didn't know Lil Wayne was coming. I didn't know. And God did. God did it. And it popped up just like that. But no, what I would say to those little kids, don't listen to nobody that's telling you anything about what you can't do.
Right.
It's the most cliche thing of just saying that you can do anything you put your mind to. But from living off of experience, it's really the truth.
Right. Like, and the thing with y'all, like, you know, shit, I done been around Young Money, you know, and it's like, I kind of compare y'all to, well, I compare them. I ain't going to necessarily say y'all because Young Money is Young Money.
Yeah.
But to, like, Alabama, as far as college football, right?
I'm
speaking about y'all roster,
you
know what I'm saying? Y'all got a roster, so a lot of athletes, like, going to Alabama, you got to understand, like, you got to wait your turn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you might be the number one player in the nation at your position. Say you play receiver or running back.
Mm-hmm.
You might be the number one player at your position, but when you get to Alabama, like, they might have had 2 or 3 guys that was number one in the nation
before they got there. You
know what I'm saying? So, like, when you talk about Young Money, you got Nicki, you got Drake,
and that's,
you got all those guys, you know what I'm saying? And you got to think, I done seen you come from Twizzy with the mohawk.
It's crazy how you put it, because that's exactly how it was, especially in the beginning days. Just a funny inside Young Money story. I was signed to Young Money before Drake.
Right.
So when Drake came and we all met him like at the Millie video shoot, and I knew how much everyone loved him.
Oh, so that was your first time meeting him?
That was my first time meeting him.
Okay.
Wayne had heard his music. I think Wayne had met him already, but that was a lot of our first time meeting Dre. Mm. And he came all well put together with headshots and shit and a manila folder and shit. And but anyway, I thought since I was there, I should come first. And right. When I knew Drake was coming off first, even knowing how good he was, I was so mad. I used to diss Drake all the time. I make diss records and email them to him because I wanted to let him know I was competitive. Bro, yeah,
this right. Crazy. This crazy. To this Tez the first Drake. Time ever.
To Tez Twizy, and Drake.
So, Twizy, you still got these?
No, I don't have them.
Oh, they all gone? I don't have
them yet. He got them. They just not releasable.
They're not releasable.
Hey, 2K, you know who got them? Tez
got them. Because I used to diss his ass too. It was Tez and Drake.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That man, he had to get playing. It, bro. Right. No, but that's exactly how it went, though. Like we knew the lineup of how it was about to go down. We knew Drake was coming. We knew Nicki was coming.
Right.
And it was really like a fight for that next runner up. And me and Tiger just started going hard at that point.
Right.
Tiger.
So it's crazy. So like that same situation be the same situation in sports.
I promise.
So it's like. You know, a lot of kids or whatever be watching this, and a lot of time I talk to them, I just be trying to tell them, like, stay down until you come up. Yeah. Like, you're going to go through situations. You just got to keep hustling.
Yeah.
And your time going to come and never know what it is. Know what I'm saying? So, like even with you, like, know what I'm saying? Like, you stayed down. You still hustling. You got that avenue. But who's to say that your avenue was supposed to be TV? Right. So now you in TV. Right. So it's not necessarily like, okay, Twist, he's probably not this, he's not like Drake on the level with music. Like, mm-hmm. He haven't made it that big yet.
Right.
Although.
But he's on TV.
Right.
Know what I'm saying?
Right.
He spit, of
if
course.
You ever
yeah.
heard a real
if
Twizy,
you ever heard Twist spit,
that's easy money.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, God have different plans for you.
No, I definitely understand what you're saying. I was talking to my pastor, man. Shout out to Julian. He was just talking about that.
Yeah.
Something about that. Because I filmed in my church. We was talking about it off camera, making a little joke. But I filmed in my church not too long ago, and he was basically saying, like, if this is your lower, if this is where you feel like you are needing to crawl back up from, like, look at it. Like, you have a multi-million dollar production filming you. Like, this is this is a great low. Like,
Moolah.
So you need to just keep on being happy with what's going on. Because, yeah, of course, I have them times of, like, damn, if I would have did certain things different behavioral-wise or even if the politics, because a lot of shit that's not seen that go on in music stands in the forefront sometimes and get in the way of a lot of things. So sometimes I wish it could have been a lot different, but, you know, we're still hustling.
What's good about you saying that, though, is, like, even myself, when you say certain, like, when you're young sometimes, you're not understanding some of the stuff you're putting out there. Like, myself, I wasn't, like, I always talk about this. Like, CJ was, the reason why he is nominated for the Hall of Fame, he would go into work every day, off days, and would put the extra work in. Me, I'm taking off. I'm trying to get to the crib. You know, I might go try to smoke a pound. Like, whatever it might be. That's what... No, real talk. I'm just being real. Like, but... It, you know, that
a
hint.
A pound, though? He said, might go try to smoke a pound. Smoke an ounce?
Well, no, you got to think. Once somebody takes, like, once
Twist
you,
with
like,
me, man.
Yeah, with me, understand.
Yeah, come on. Think.
No, Twizy, listen. Yeah. It goes back to this. It goes back to this. When somebody, in a sense, he took my job, right? So imagine, like Drizzy signs.
Yeah.
So now you like you said, it's not just a whole bunch of emotions going into this. So now I don't want to be around work. It's probably it's my own doing, but I don't want to be around here because shit, he's doing this. I'm gonna go home. Yeah, like I said, and smoke. In a sense, Drizzy here, I ain't getting no rep on the goddamn. Y'all ain't. You might call me in here for the studio session, but it ain't like y'all. So I don't really want to be here.
Yeah, mine wasn't like that, but I understand. I understand what you're saying, okay. far as
like the comparison in a sense.
Yeah, like wanting to fall back and not putting in the extra work. I understand that, and that starts to show. So yeah. and I also understand that we be the cause of that. Like everything that I've dealt with firsthand, or anything that slowed up, I had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it took me to grow past all of that shit to open my eyes to realize that I was the problem.
See, but that's how hard is it to really sit down or look in the mirror and be like, man, damn, I might have had a lick, or I was there, but
in the moment you're not gonna pay attention to it.
Because we so far gone at that. That's kind of, you know what I'm saying.
Too far gone. In the moment you're not even gonna pay attention to it. You're living on. Whatever you're living on.
But you know, but the thing about it is you can crawl out of that. And again,
for sure.
That shit makes
you a lot of people crawl out way later than they should. A lot of people don't crawl out at all.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I was able to get a hold of it early enough.
Early enough, yeah. Let's talk about that, man. Because I remember.
Hold up, but I got a question though. So did those diss records?
I'm with bro though. I want to.
No, I'm saying, did Drake ever hit these diss records?
Yeah, he heard. I'm pretty sure he heard.
Yeah. Okay, and did that ruin y'all relationship?
No.
Just probably laughing.
No, that made us closer.
It made y'all closer. Then that's what I was gonna ask you. Like, did that make y'all closer? And then eventually, did you understand? Did you understand why they put him above you?
Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely understand it. I understood it even more later on in my little Twist career. But in the beginning, I was just so competitive, just wanting to be a rapper, just like he was on Young Money.
Right.
But I wasn't ready as much as he was when they was giving him the green light.
Right. And that's the crazy you say that, because I went through a situation like that. Like, I went to Arizona, right? I ended up signing late, during training camp. And then, so I'm there. They got a kid that they drafted.
Yeah.
David Johnson. Know what I'm saying? And I'm like, shoot, I'm coming in here. I know I'm better.
Yeah,
or whatever. For sure. But, like, in our positions, we got to understand the business aspect of it.
That
shit
be so different.
So, like, I'm in here like this and that, go through the first year or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I have the best stats, this and that. Then we come the second year, and just automatically, he the guy.
Yeah.
Like, they filming a show, and they, you know, they go to his house filming him throwing the dog, the ball, and this and that.
Yeah.
They don't come film me.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then the season start, he's the guy.
Yeah.
And I'm just left in the back, but I understand the business side. Yeah. I'm probably 29, 30.
Yeah.
He young guy, probably 20. I mean, 21, 22.
Yeah.
So, you know, they always trying to go younger.
Yeah.
They trying to go younger or whatever. And just in that aspect, they trying to make, they don't know how many years I got left. Mm.
Yeah.
So they trying to make him the guy.
Right.
So, of course, they're going to put everything into him, this and that. Something happened to him. We got me as a backup, this and that, or whatever like that. So that situation was hard for me because I'm the guy, man. Mm-hmm. Like, and the reason why I compare it, because in my mind it's just like, man, I know I'm the guy. He's not better than me, this and that. But at the end of the day, once I retired and after, like, I sat back and I looked at it and I understand the politics of it. You know what I'm saying?
So it's
just... It's just how it is.
That's exactly how it's equivalent to a rap game.
It's crazy.
Man, so listen, let's get up into some, you know. I want to talk about my homeboy Bieber, man.
Yeah, what up?
Bro, again, I know you was young back then, but how was that? Because people understand lifestyle.
How was what, man?
Yeah, but, man, did you take the charge or not, man? Come on, man.
I didn't take... And I did an interview not too long ago. And that interview really twisted some words up. It wasn't a specific charge that I took for Justin Bieber. It was just the charge of saying, you know, I smoke weed. He's the one, you know.
Right.
And his management and everyone knew that. You know, it was a inside talk, to where Twist is a rapper. He's associated with Lil Wayne. You know, a little weed charge, little, that's not gonna
that's
hurt
nothing
him.
It's cool. At all.
Like, we'll take that off of Justin. And that just got out of hand.
But how was life, though?
Life was great.
Like, bro, because you, listen, Deeper I was, don't, no.
Weezy,
he,
like,
that's, yeah, he trying
but,
to act
but what
like,
I'm trying
know.
To say
like,
is.
I don't know none of that. Hold on, Twizzy. Hey, with me. Be with me right now.
I'm with you.
Okay, so look, I was here. I was in L.A., right? I know how it feels to, like, hang out. Yes, I used to hang out with Snoop. That was amazing. I ain't gonna act like it wasn't. I was on tour with Snoop, so I understand life. But, bro, to be at your age, right, as a rapper, hanging out with Justin Bieber, because we knew who Justin was back then.
Now, I'm gonna keep it real.
How was it?
I'm gonna keep it funky.
I mean, how many bad bitches? No, I'm trying. Was it like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm about to keep it funky.
Put all it funky.
You understand me?
So,
talk then.
Growing up with Lil Wayne.
Ooh, we.
It's no bigger than that.
Man, so that's what I'm trying to what I'm trying to get to you real quick. Growing up with Lil Wayne, it was, there's nothing I could see more. Like I seen it all.
For sure.
Black and white. Like now, when I met Justin was so fascinated with the fact that Lil Wayne is my brother. He had just got signed to Def Jam, and they brought him down from Stratford. I had just got signed, and I came in from Dallas to Atlanta, and we met through a mutual friend, and Justin was just so, like, mind blown that was my brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And from there, we just got super close, and we both did music. So from that day, we just really became best friends, and we was young, we was close in age, so we understood each other. But outside of that, the question, like, Justin was the closest thing to Michael Jackson.
That's what I'm saying. He was a rock star. Right. Man.
And Justin was the closest thing to Mike. That's what I seen everything I shouldn't have seen at the age I seen it at with Lil Wayne. With Justin,
you was old enough.
We was teenagers. I was still a teenager with Wayne too. My life was very fast, but with Justin, it didn't slow up, but it became like it was just a bunch of kids, like millions of kids, and it was like some shit that you don't think about. Like this dude wake up to helicopters flying over his house just because they know he worked out at a certain time. Mm. It was just some wild shit.
That's what I'm saying. That was a different time to live in. This is like before social media.
I remember I took Justin to the Hit Factory in Miami where Wayne and everybody record. And and Justin came and shut the studio down just because his fans knew that he was that.
Gonna be there.
It was kids driving up from Orlando. They surrounded the whole Hit Factory. Wayne pulled up in his Bugatti. They all outside Wayne Bugatti. Wayne, like, man, go tell your little friend go record somewhere else, man. I ain't never seen no shit like this. Like, tell him go somewhere else.
Go
man.
Somewhere else.
Them Believers, that was a whole different. Like, that's what I'm saying. He changed his generation for him.
Bro. No, they serious.
And he cold, though. Like, he's
outstanding.
You can't take away from what he did.
Yeah.
No wonder why he wanted to hang with you. You was cold, too.
No,
he
for sure. Had the game for down sure. We definitely, we fed off each other in a lot of different ways.
Ooh, but there's, you wanna get on with that one? Cause there's
We wanna
say my dog done slid famouses.
Done smashed and dashed on a few famous.
Ooh, I got good friends in America.
Yeah, good friend. But before we get in that, you know, I would just wanna, you know, toast to my guy.
Yeah, we got a toast.
Know what I'm
toast
saying?
Toast up.
Young Moolah.
Yes, sir.
Know what I'm saying? Let's just toast in here. Love this and that. Before we get into this next question.
Love you.
Know what I'm saying?
That's a love you.
Right.
So you took that shot. You what's crazy is you must have took that shot because you got
it's a setup.
You hear me?
It's a whole setup.
Now you feel my drift.
No, I ain't drifting. I don't even like this.
Feel my drift.
Let me talk to our producers. Put a charger on the goddamn camera, man.
We good?
Okay, cool.
What's wild is that when we be at the house, he'll do something like this, but I know something coming up good. So I'm just anxious to see what you about to speak on 2K.
Yeah, I mean, Hall of Fame. You know, like, I ain't gonna get right into it. I got a question that I want to ask. Ooh. But before I go there, like, I kind of want to know what the world is like. You know, being a rapper. Artists, and because a lot of people in the world, they think like sometimes these rapper relationships, when it comes to the men and women, they feel like it's fake,
yeah,
or you know, just putting on or whatever like that. So what you think about that when people think those type of things? Is
relationship real?
Like, basically,
I just got broke up with like 2 nights ago. So shit's real, man. I knew I shouldn't have took this stupid ass shit.
Hold on,
Twizzy the rapper. Hey,
they real?
I know they real. Hold on, Young. Forget that.
Who you? I'm really heartbroken, and I shouldn't be here right now.
Twizzy, so who?
Oh wow.
Talk to me. You know what's crazy? Young, stop doing it. We talking about Twizzy. Who wifey? Man, ain't with that. You know, one day do say he likes somebody, but that'd be on live, but then he just be capping.
Her name is Maya. She broke up with me 2 nights ago.
Oh, Maya, you can't do Maya, my boy like that. Come back. Maya, come back, man.
Got me all on the podcast
come
with
on,
this
Maya.
Shit.
Man. Don't do my boy like that. But I don't mean no disrespect within this next question, Maya.
Yeah, Maya.
But I have to ask my boy. Yeah,
please, Maya, don't
tell me. You know, like, when I knew my brother, and you know most people call people brothers, this and that, but, like, man, we really done hung out, like, really stayed in the same house. Stayed in the same house, like, all this together. And when this supposedly was going down or whatever, I'm with my brother and I never even heard of it. Didn't know he never told me this or whatever. But I heard, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it's true or not. Billionaire.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. I'm saying you hit Kylie? Or was it a hit thing or y'all was talking, dating?
Me and Kylie was great. Friends, man.
Friends, okay.
Just great friends.
Great friends, man. We had a lot. We spent a lot of time together.
Hey, D-Book, ain't no disrespect.
That's
D-book.
Kendall. That's Kendall,
oh.
man.
Oh, Kylo. Oh, that's Kylo. Yeah, that's Tiger.
Kylo with Travis, man.
Hold on, he backed up.
You two
Tiger.
Niggas behind.
Well, Tiger backed up him.
Yeah, Tiger backed up.
Okay. Let's get this started. Hold on. So Tiger backed up June.
My bad. Yeah, I had to get it right.
So Tiger backed up June.
I apologize.
I was going through something in my life at the time. You know,
Tiger Wild,
where they were saying I allegedly got into this fight and I was facing some jail time.
Right.
So I went from seeing Kylie every day to me not talking to her no more at all because I got rid of that phone. I caught myself being some gangster, being on the run. I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but
right.
I lost my bitch in the process.
Oh my God.
And we ain't talk no more. It was all bad, man. You know.
Oh, and Tiger stepped in.
And this nigga here.
Dude. Oh, how man. That boy is a bad boy.
Huh?
How Tiger's hair grow back like
Tiger
that?
Tiger got money, man.
Oh, so he went to, like, so LeBron.
I don't know. I wasn't there, but I know he got
money. So LeBron said he's seeing the same doctor as Tiger. I'm going to tell you that because, listen, Tiger braided up.
Tori went to the doctor.
Tori. Shout out, Tori. Hey, that Tiger, you a wild boy.
Bruh,
Tiger a wild boy. 2K. Why he do you like? He had China back then.
And I used to
see
Rack City all the time. I ain't seen that shit no more.
No more. You can't stand him.
I can't stand Rack City.
Listen.
Tiger a wild boy, man. He that bat dog.
You know what's crazy? I know a few wild boys in Juice that be doing that.
I can't believe.
Nah, man. But you know.
I got a few homeboys that will do that. Just because it's your homegirl. Listen, I got a homeboy.
But how locked in was you? Like, that's what, like, when we asked you, like, no, okay, so, now so, hold on, wait. Yeah, Let me say something about this, though. Like, okay.
No, the story gets crazy. Let me tell you real quick.
Before you get to that part, though.
Okay.
I want to put myself in Tiger's shoes, right?
No, don't do that yet. Because that's
I'm just going off what you gave us so far.
Okay.
Because I want you to
retell.
Because
he was on the being a gangster.
No. But I want him to tell the real story because I feel like
he bullshit. Some bullshit.
So listen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm in Tiger shoes and I'm like, what you got? Oh, this is just my friend. My friend. It's all good.
So that's what I'm trying to. No.
Come
on.
Okay.
Wait. Yes, we're friends. That's my friend.
No.
That's my friend.
That don't give him the right. This nigga's a dog. They don't give him the right. You feel me? Because the only reason why she was just my friend is because I felt weird at the time.
Why? Oh, the age. It was, you forgetting about
it
the
age. It was an age gap.
Oh, so you was waiting for her to...
How old is Tiger?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, yeah, get that. My bad.
We ain't got to say that. So you was waiting until she crossed...
I was just, you know, I'm from the South. My mama don't play.
Yeah. You know. You want to be a respectable man.
I act, you know, I was raised correctly.
All right.
So, I rocked with her vibe. Personality is amazing.
Yeah.
But the age, we just can't do nothing no more than what we doing.
How old was you at the time?
I was like 18 and she was like 16, and that was really so weird.
So you was waiting.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. So you was waiting.
That was weird.
But you know why that's weird to you, Twizzy? I'm going to keep it real.
No, because at 16,
no,
I was.
If he's in high school, see, Twizzy's a superstar. He went in high school. He went ninth
so,
grade.
So, yeah, so if you was a senior and she was a sophomore,
he's
would you have talked
that.
To her?
If I'm a senior.
If you was in, no, just let's say you was in high school, right? And you was a senior in high school and she was in school, y'all both at the same high school, and she was a sophomore, would you have talked to her?
I don't know.
Oh. See, I call. I don't. Feel
but
like
it happens a lot of time. You don't know because you didn't go
seniors,
to school.
Do you not
it happens
see
a lot of
time,
bro. Seniors be bringing sophomores to the prom.
I seen maybe, seniors bring freshmen
maybe
to the
it
prom.
Was, maybe I need to do the Google because it was something where it was weird. It was like a 3-year gap, and I just didn't feel comfortable with me
you're
making
right,
that
because
move.
She was a freshman and I was a senior. Ain't no way.
Yeah,
man,
ain't not no freshman,
some,
bro.
Man.
I ain't freshman.
But
18,
I
bro.
You
they 15
so listen,
years
so
old.
So what was Tiger
then?
Doing then? How old is Tiger?
That's why I'm trying.
That's what I'm trying to tell you then.
So Tiger,
he 3 years and Tiger, let me, bro.
Tiger
bro,
older than you?
Man, hold on, man, hold on. Listen, I gotta see.
Yeah,
hold on, let me see.
Yeah,
something.
But like,
yeah. All right, yeah. How, in 2029. So listen, Tiger. So it was a 6-year difference between that. That's what I'm saying. Seven.
Like, I feel like if he wouldn't have went missing, though, I feel like if Twizzy wouldn't have went missing,
you
know what I'm saying? He was going to stick around. But my boy Tiger, he seen the opening.
That's crazy.
And you know what I'm saying? He seen the opening. He went. So.
I got some homeboys that did me like that.
I was dealing with some shit, man.
I left Nashville with the Titans.
Yeah.
When I got cut, or I got traded. No, I didn't get cut. I got traded from the Titans.
Yeah.
I know a few.
Niggas creeped in on you.
Hey, Twizzy, I know a few partners.
I don't know about
man.
That.
So I get it. Tiger,
damn, Tiger.
Boy, boy.
Ain't Tiger. Ain't Tiger.
Hey, man. I ain't say
shout
you
out look. Tiger, man.
Man. Shout out Tiger and that new hairline. Hey, look. That's, wow. Bro.
Yeah,
he,
life has been amazing and highly weird, man.
That's what I'm saying. You come from Dallas to Hollywood.
Yeah.
I know
I come
that's
from the hood.
Bro, I know Oak Cliff.
Right.
Oh yeah, shout out Hoodie Baby.
Shout out to Hoodie, man.
Hoodie Baby,
trap
man.
Freddy.
Yeah, Freddy.
I am.
Yeah,
oh, trap A. Trap Boy.
Yeah,
trap Boy trap Wild Boy.
Man, listen, ain't gonna lie, bro. I've been on Trap Boy Freddy lately, man.
Trap Boy.
I've been on Trap
Boy. They kinda scare me though. Listen, let me keep it. I gotta I'm devil's advocate and I gotta do this. It scares me. We love rappers that rap.
I love
right?
Trap Boy.
But Trap
man.
Boy on he be on he gon' spaz.
I love they Trap wild. Boy.
That's
my
what
nigga
I'm,
just got caught in the hood with a tiger.
With a tiger, I heard.
Yeah, he wild.
I just gotta you know, Twizzy. Oh, you
a wild nigga.
You know what's even crazy? I gotta ask you this for a second though. What's going on in the world with these rappers?
I do rock music now. I don't know.
You said you do rock music?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't try? Okay, so are we going to get a
a rock
like
album?
A rebirth, yeah. Like a rebirth,
yeah.
Yeah, for
man,
sure.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to title it Burn.
Is it gonna be like?
I already got like 8 records. I'm gonna let you hear it. It's dope as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
It's like Metallica bang or like?
No. More Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit like that. Yeah.
So, but what would Green Day be considered then?
I fuck with Green Day.
Is that considered like
Green
rock
Day? Just
roll,
yeah, hell
like,
yeah. Green Day is
no, I'm
top rocking, 40.
I'm rocking with Green Day 100%.
Green Day, fuck with me.
Yeah, I'm rocking with Green Day.
Hold I know on, they love Chris
from
Johnson.
Green Day? What's the dude's name? Didn't he just get caught or something?
What's his name? Pete? What's
Billy Joe Armstrong?
Okay, but who's which one? Who's the? Oh no, one of these dudes just got caught cheating on anybody. Adam Levine. That's,
man, don't do that. I love Maroon 5.
No, I know, but I only say that. See, you helped me out with that. I was going to say that because Maroon 5 is one.
Adam, it's okay. I just got dumped 2 days ago, Adam. Oh, wow. It's fine.
Nah, but Adam, you, hey, listen, man, you know, one of my wise homies told me a long time ago. What I've heard, though, it's cheaper to keep.
Yeah.
So you better tighten up, man.
Yeah. I got to get it together.
Good shit together.
I am.
But so that's what I'm saying. But I still want your take. I know you done crossed over. But
man, no, you know,
nah,
you,
G shit.
How Twizzy crossover?
No, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm growing, Lindell.
What
let me
I'm
grow
saying
up.
Is, I hear
let
what you're saying, but like, I can't sure, believe Twizzy.
My boy got fans everywhere.
Yeah,
it don't matter. Rock everything.
I know Twizzy,
dude. Boy, a rock star.
I'm saying, look,
when I'm calling right
of
now.
The fans, I'm so flabbergasted at the fact that you about to be a rock star.
I'm not. I understand it though. My boy, a rock star.
Yeah, I've been on that wave for a minute, but Tune called me one day, made me very upset, but I couldn't show it over the phone.
Yeah.
But he called me like, look, bro, you know what I was thinking about? And I'm like, what? He was like, all that time he was over there with Justin, we didn't take advantage of that shit. And I'm really mad on the other line of the phone. Like, bro, you was really mad at me for just traveling and not working as much as I should have been. But he like, we ain't take advantage of that. Them people love you. He was like, so I want you to come over here and mess with this rock music. I went over there, did this song with him, full rock vibe, and I feel very comfortable over there. And now I'm going to make a whole project out of that sound. It's amazing. Yeah.
So when Tune releasing this hit?
Wayne been working on like a new Rebirth Velvet album. He got so much music.
Man,
he's just doing. He's so
worked,
great.
Yeah, he worked. It's not a such thing as too much, but he works too much. That man works like so much, bro.
I like to see when my dog.
He don't sleep. That's why. That's the only reason why I'll say too much, because he'll put that work before he even. He don't sleep at all.
Right.
What don't I like to see, though, exactly, I like to see him skate, because to me, that's like his football. You know what I mean? That's like his outlet. Like,
that's his outlet.
And he's been working, he's been working since a kid.
Since
so, like, when he do get to skate, to me, that's like
him. And no like days off. It. Like, no days off,
yeah,
man.
Dope,
yeah, he's amazing with that.
Right. And it was crazy because I used to, bro, I swear to God, bro, I used to compare myself to Lil Wayne. Like I felt like I was the Lil Wayne of football, right?
Now, that nigga loved you, though. Man, still love you,
bro.
Nah, yeah,
I'm gonna tell y'all one of the craziest stories in my life. It was two of them, right? One of them was I'm in Nashville, so we go to the concert,
bro. It's crazy though, man. You know what happened the night after that concert?
Yeah, yeah.
Too,
we go to the concert or whatever, right? And I'm like, man. So my assistant was there, and I'm like, man, I want to meet Tunchi, man. That's my favorite rapper ever. You know what I'm saying? So. He
don't
come
know.
Back to the
man,
yeah, it was.
Mike don't even know. I took, man, I'm telling you what
yeah,
happened.
But what I'm saying, he went there and got to the what you call it, to the I guess the bounce out, whoever. Yeah. They take me to the bus, man, and like so I go to the bus. I'm like, man, damn, I'm about to meet Tunchi, man. I'm gonna meet Lil Wayne. Like, whatever. So how I'm expecting it to go, it went totally different.
Oh, yeah.
I'm expecting me to get on this bus like, damn, you Lil Wayne, like, what's up, bro? Like, damn, bro, I love you. Like, this shit, no, man, when I get on the bus, before I can even get a word out of my mouth, he like, oh, you Chris Johnson, you on my fantasy team. I'm like, what? Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I go through that, and then another time, man, we in Tampa, like, I tell my mama, like, man, yo, I'm finna get ready to go to town, finna go to concert. She like, ain't no way you leaving me. It's my mama.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. This mama, I'm going too. So we go to a concert, whatever. You know, after all the thing, I used to get on the bus or this and that, whatever. We get on the bus, and then, you know, he chopping up with my mama, this and that, take pictures, and then I'm tripping. Oh, third time. I had a Pro Bowl party in Orlando, right? Talking to Tunchi or whatever, but I'm like, what you got going on? Is that? Whatever. I'm like, man, yeah, I'm down here, man. I'm throwing this party, this and that, man. I want you to host it, this and that, man. Like, I think I'm the only person ever brung Lil Wayne a party for free.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He telling me, yeah, I'm coming fuck with you, this and that, I'm rock with you. And I'm like, okay, yeah, yeah. Man, listen, that man called me at, he in Miami. Yeah. Man called me at 8:30, 9 o'clock, like, man, we getting on the bus right now.
Yeah.
Pull up. He come in there, whatever, I'm ready, getting ready. He like, man, I got you a present. Man gave me the million ringtone, so signed it for me. Hanging up in my house right now. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Solid. Like,
Wayne too solid, man. Yeah. Great dude, bro.
Great dude. To
be at that magnitude, that man changed so many lives.
Yeah.
At the level we at.
Speaking of that, then, what's up? You a rapper? Who the top five?
My top five?
Listen. Don't come in here with that.
If you don't say Tunchi number one, I'm done with this.
But that's how. I mean, I understand why he would say that.
I understand why I would
Jigga,
say this.
Don't, y'all got to stop. Don't care. Disrespect Jigga like
I'm not
that.
Disrespecting I'm Jigga, but if Tunchi ain't
I
number
love
one.
Jay-Z.
Well, because, well, Tunchi. Mr. Carter, he know that Mr. Carter himself. Matter, it's the man. Carter boys. They know.
Who's your my top five? Dead or alive, or can it just be?
Rock out.
Dead or alive. Matter. I think dead or alive.
You
dead
can
or alive.
Give me 10, because you're a rapper.
Can
I leave Pac and Biggie off?
Yeah, Pac, that's Mount Rushmore. So you can even do your Mount Rushmore, and then, because even Wayne's
I'm
off
leave,
that list.
I'm going to just leave
no,
Pac and Biggie
No, even if you
off.
Do Pac and Biggie, you should.
Pac, I love Pac. Pac, I would choose, but I'm going to leave both of them off real quick.
Okay,
so I can.
Get to it.
Use it. So my number one would be.
This is order. The top. This is number one.
No order. Okay,
let's start at five. No.
No, he said no specific.
No. We ain't rocking like that.
You want to order?
Yeah, I want order, and I want you to start from five and go and leave number one. Last.
We know Tunchi won.
Or if it's better for you to just start off at one and go, because I know what my number one is. I'll tell you my number one right now. Tunchi.
I'm Tunchi too, but I'm also Mount Rushmore.
I got Wayne.
Tunchi. That's the Reverend.
Andre 3000.
Yes. Stacks. Okay. I like that. Stacking. That's only two though. Two.
Drake.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Jay.
That Drake?
Jay. Jay, okay.
Drake, so Jay.
Jigga Man Jay.
And,
right?
Jay-Z.
Yeah,
and.
Birdman.
I love Monka Stunner. Monka Stunner, number one shit talker.
Right.
Cash money spitter ever. But number five. Fuck.
I'm pretty sure. So we got Jigga. We got
Wayne
Tunchi,
Drake.
We got on Stacks. We got
3,000.
We got 3K. We got one more. That's rough. And you already got Biggie and Pac out of there, so you good.
Yeah, I'm debating between two right now.
I want to know, are these two new? Or are they still old school dudes?
No, I'm an old school dude myself. I just look like this. I like the young guys, but they not really like giving me what I grew up on.
I respect that. Yeah, I gotta get the five.
You got one more.
So my five. Can it be a tie?
Yeah.
Jada Kiss and Kanye West.
Nice.
Bro, I knew you was gonna go Jada.
Yeah.
Hey, side note about Jada. It's crazy because, bro, like the same way, you know, people be knowing you or you want to be famous or however you feel about it. I remember me and Young was in New York one time. We coming out of either a restaurant or was it a strip club or something?
Like
it was something. And we're walking out. No, the true story. We walk out of this thing. And as soon as we walk out, guess who we run into?
Jada.
Man, he's like,
She said smash and dash.
What up, niggas? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, what? I'm like, Jada? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. It was incredible to me. So you saying Jada, though, that I can respect that. Okay, so I'm not. We got to stay a little trendy with this. I got to see, because I don't like how you just, I know you a old school soul. I know you with me, but bro, who the top five new
school? Tina Turner and shit.
Who the top five new school? You don't listen to no new school?
YB.
I do. I listen to it on the passing, and I respect all of them.
Yes.
Because of, you know, they helping their families out.
Young, who your top five then?
Top five what?
Rappers.
Yeah. Rappers? Of all time?
Yeah.
And leave Wayne out.
Thank you. No, the Wayne.
Bro, I can't, see, you know, bro. Hey, listen, you know why I can't? Hold up.
No, you have to. He's Mount Rushmore.
You know why I can't?
Lil Wayne is the greatest rapper.
You know why I can't?
Why?
Because I'm a Wayniac.
No, y'all are Wayniacs. That's like my father.
Y'all not Wayniacs. I feel like it's disrespect to Tunchi if I don't put him in my top five.
No, what's disrespect is these people throwing around the word GOAT so freely.
Freely.
As
everybody
if,
is the GOAT.
As if my brother not still rapping like he's rapping. Goated, I mean, so I'm really, trying to see.
There's really three GOATs rapping right now.
Who is your three GOATs?
It's Wayne, Jay, and Drake.
Yeah.
And for me, freestyle.
But,
if I give mine,
when we
can
gotta
I,
go down, I, when I we gotta to give go mine down right to the now. Very end.
Yes.
Wayne is the best lyricist.
Man,
out of
lyricists,
everybody.
No matter.
Out of Wayne, hey. Out of Jigga too?
Yeah, I'm going
everybody.
Wayne. I'm going to everybody.
I love you, Wayne.
But
I'm a
if
Wayne
I'm going to give my five.
But Jay, for sure.
Tunchi is number one.
Okay. Two?
Number two.
Better not say Boosie either.
One Drake. All right.
Drake.
And Boosie, I love you, but.
Number three, Thugger.
Thugger. I knew you were going to say that.
But Thugger changed. Bro, Thugger changed.
I love Thug. Thug became a great guy. Free Thug. He
changed some stuff.
That's what he did. That's exactly what he did. He changed it up. He's very, he's iconic.
Yeah. Right.
I can't say nothing about your top five, but he's iconic.
Because we're talking about right now. That's
we're talking about rap.
Oh, yes. See, oh, he talking about all time.
No, I'm talking about rap.
You talking about top five rap art, period. I get him. So he's saying you putting Thugger.
I'm talking about.
I'm putting Thugger over rap. Who, though? Like,
he's talking about bars.
Yes, because we, all right, the reason why I say Thugger, because he say put that little baby on ice. The normal person gonna be like, wait, put a little baby on ice. Yeah, okay.
No,
for I'm real. A thief in the night.
Yeah. Bring my niggas
put
thug.
A little baby on ice.
I'm like, play with you like that.
Right, stop playing.
When it come to me,
come on, bro.
Yeah, so nah, look,
but let me finish.
Okay, like, okay, you're right. But I know the
because
thug story.
A lot of people, you know, they talking about bars like Thug give bars.
Why you be rapping?
You know what I'm saying? Then I'm a four. Four. I'm going Future.
I can't do this show.
Why
like,
not?
Like, I love all of them. But I love rap so much.
I'm talking about rappers, just pure.
I love rap so much.
Kodak.
Like, but that's what I'm.
Him.
Yes. He
and
does.
I've been listening
but
to
no,
Yak.
But the reason why.
Yak been rapping.
But all those rappers, you can pull them. Like, sometimes you look at these rappers and they say certain things and you might think it's like. Simple
one
shit until you really look into it.
But see, that's why I'm trying to tell you, Jay-Z.
One thing I give you with Future and
Jigga.
Thug specifically, them two, they do something that nobody else could do. Like, that's what they got. So if that's why they in your top five,
yeah, they in their own lane.
That's perfect because they do something like a sound that is totally
it's different.
Yeah.
It's
so
different.
if that's the reason of just originality and just new popping shit, that's great.
Right.
But I was like, really breaking down like.
Yeah,
breaking down
Wayne,
like
Drake,
even Drake.
Future.
No, Thugger.
Thugger, Thug.
Future. And Kodak.
Yikes.
Yeah, but the reason why.
You think Yak go harder than Kanye West?
See,
it's just like,
you know,
and you know the reason why I say yes. No,
he from Florida.
No, but it's a different vibe. But it's different because like when you speak about rap, That's what you do. So you in tune. When we speak about sports and football, that's you may have some favorites more than me, but I understand football more than you.
Yeah,
so
I might, Troy Aikman.
So listen. So the same thing. You probably couldn't tell me much about Austin Eckler.
Austin Rivers?
You get what I'm saying?
Austin Eckler.
My point.
For the San Diego or the LA
Chargers.
Right now?
So,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So
shout
when
out
he
to Austin
but,
from
no,
Colorado.
But,
shout out.
Yeah, but so when he speak about
rapping.
Kanye,
yeah.
I know Kanye more of from
fashion. Yeah,
you like, know what I'm saying? And like, he's
graduation.
Deeper. No graduation. Yeah, that was cool. But I went listen to that, man.
He
I'm trying to sound
Boosie Boo.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
sure.
is
you
like,
know what I'm saying? That's
but
it.
Certain rappers, you can break it down and get real into it. Like, and when we come about football, I can tell you about Austin Eckler, and you can tell me about that.
Well, so tell me about Austin. Is he all right?
Yes, Austin's man. Austin
dope.
Is dope. Like
fantasy football, he's a,
dope, especially in fantasy. Like,
what do you
Running back.
Oh, okay.
And he does.
Is he better than Debo Samuel?
Debo Samuel play receiver.
Oh. In a sense,
but they was making him play running back.
Yeah,
right?
But he's
no, he's not. I can keep it real with
he's
you.
He's not, but it's
Debo
different
just,
though.
He, they are different,
but
he,
when
I
you do rankings, yeah,
but
when you
love
Debo
Austin.
Samuel pissed me off,
yeah,
bro.
But
he played too good against the Cowboys.
Oh, well, the Cowboys. Yeah. I mean, the Cowboys.
Relax.
Yeah.
So you hold on. Speak.
Yeah, yeah. So if we gonna get on that, so yeah,
like, who,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk to us about the Cowboys.
Like, yeah, like who's your, are you a real Dallas fan?
Yes, I'm a real Dallas fan. I'm a real Cowboy fan and a Maverick fan.
Who's their quarterback?
Dak Prescott.
No. Who?
Dak Prescott.
That's your guy?
Are you rolling with him?
I like Dak, but
who's your guy?
I love Tom.
Tom Brady.
I like Dak, but I love Tom. But
who's your quarterback now for the Cowboys?
Dak Prescott.
See, what y'all don't realize is this man's out of control. It's 7 weeks.
All right,
weeks,
I don't know.
7 weeks. Cooper,
bruh,
who?
Rush, bruh.
But
you
what is your take on
you just
it?
Said you like him more than Dak.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Dak, I didn't say that. What I said was I'm mad at Dak for even letting
giving
this
him
even come up.
Yeah.
Not even like that because everybody deserves the opportunity.
That. He can't help that.
But why he get hurt on the first fucking game? Like, what is you doing, bro? What you doing in the offseason to where your thumb ain't strong enough?
Nah, that's
like,
just free
that's
injury,
why you gotta,
bro.
Y'all
got to
love
that's
like,
free injury. I can't lie. Yeah. You can't blame it. It's free injury. It happens to a lot of quarterbacks. That's why even in practice.
You can't touch
it. Hey, that's why they say in practice, stay away from the quarterback because when you follow through,
yeah,
your finger might
down.
Hit the helmet of the.
But did y'all see, did y'all watch that game?
I did.
Yeah.
Why was he playing
Tampa
like that?
Bay.
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. What you think your problem is with your Dallas Cowboys?
Jerry World.
Don't talk about
your
Jerry.
Problem.
Uncle Jerry got to retire.
Don't talk about
man.
Uncle Jerry like
Uncle
that.
Uncle Jerry got to retire. Uncle Jerry. Retire.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm from the city. I'm going to make this clear right now on this perfect platform to do it. I'm from the city, so I'm a diehard fan off of that alone.
Right.
And when I look up trying to root for the city off of that alone, I'm always let down. And I don't like to be let down.
Yeah.
So it really just puts me in an angry place to talk about them when I really don't know what I'm talking about. But I just need them to win.
It's been 30 years.
It's been
relax,
a long time.
Relax. Bro, yeah, what's your team? Who your team?
I'm a Tom Brady fanatic. So whoever.
You wasn't always a Tom Brady
yes,
fanatic.
Yes, I have always been.
No, you wasn't. When he was drafted in the 80th round?
When he was drafted.
He wasn't
in
not
round,
in.
No,
You're right.
I was a
he wasn't.
He wasn't.
I know he wasn't.
No, I'm a Deion fan. That's the reason why I know it's been
Uncle
30
Deion,
years.
Shout out to my Uncle Deion.
The reason why I know, right. The reason why I know it's been 30 years is because I was a Deion fan and when he was playing for Dallas. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So it's been 30
you
years.
Jump. So what'd you do?
I'm a bandwagon. I like to win, man. I ain't
don't
want to.
We're gonna do that. Finish the interview.
Yeah,
you can't finish the interview
it.
With just him. What I'm trying to tell you is this: Twizzy, Dallas ain't good. It's been 30 years.
Dallas
you
is good.
Bandwagon.
Dallas is
so
always gonna be good. The Mavericks is good. The Cowboys
good.
Is good. The Stars is good.
So you're happy with the Cowboys right now?
Hell no.
Dallas Stars.
I'm not happy with him right now.
I wouldn't be happy with Jerry Jones and buying all this talent and to lose every year either. Let's call it like it is, bro.
What talent? Him buying? We need Amari. What happened to Amari Cooper?
Thank you. See what I'm saying?
What happened to Amari? Why we lose him?
Jerry
let him go.
He said, hey, I'm going to let you go to
Cleveland.
But
you know what? No, ain't. That's what they do down there. I don't know what the fuck the billionaires doing down there. Mark Cuban did the same thing. When we won the ring.
But you gotta. You, there's
we won the ring and he got rid of Tyson Chandler. He got rid of everybody. Nigga, we didn't get lucky.
Hey, Twizzy, stop playing.
What did you talking
His favorite
about,
player, man? LeBron James. There was no way he was that Dirk was really supposed to win that. Dirk came from way down within and did his thing. There's no way. If we're being honest, Twizzy, stop playing. There's no way in real life.
Boy, this nigga sound crazy.
There's no 2K. You tell me right now, Dirk Nowitzki with Tyson Chandler, JJ Barrera, and Jason and the Jet Jerry. That's my dog. They're supposed to be Ray Allen, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade,
Dirk Nowitzki,
and LeBron James.
Bro, listen, it's Dirk. Dirk is the greatest.
He's a
power forward.
No, he's one
we've ever seen.
No, Timmy D. Duncan. Oh. Don't you
Tim
ever do
Duncan,
that?
If Tim Duncan was
ever,
on the Mavericks,
and
he
Ticket.
Wouldn't have them fucking rings.
But don't do that to Big Ticket either, Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett, shout out to Kevin Garnett, but fuck out of here. He's not Dirk, nigga.
But you sit here and you can tell me that Dirk's better than them.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk better than KG.
Dirk Nowitzki.
He's better than TD. Tim Duncan?
Dirk is the greatest power forward.
That's that 214 Dallas shit coming out of him right
bro,
now.
Bro, y'all crazy?
Matter of fact, listen.
Are y'all crazy? Does Tim Duncan have more points than Dirk Nowitzki?
No, he has more rings.
Listen.
Victories matter.
Listen.
What are you doing for,
don't
young?
Don't be rude. Listen. What I'm saying, what I'm saying is, if Tim was on the Mavericks,
yeah, he would have those rings.
No, the fuck
yes,
he would not. No.
Tim Duncan.
Put Tony Parker with Dirk. Gotta, put Tony, Dirk, Manu Ginobili, and all them niggas together, and Boris Diaw, and watch what Dirk do. Dirk gonna have 7 goddamn rings.
No. No, sir.
We had niggas LeBron like Nahara.
You got Kobe Bryant out there still and LeBron James still. So
we won a ring with a nigga named Brian Cardinal.
Yeah. Brian Cardinal from Stanford, the tree. I
we
remember.
Won
He's a
sharpshooter. We won a ring with a nigga named the janitor. Brian Cardinal.
He was a sharpshooter.
Dirk Nowitzki is the greatest power forward.
You got to talk to him. That's LeBron James.
You
fan
the
right
hater.
There.
My no, bro not. Ain't really saying nothing.
He's a LeBron James fan. He
That's
beat
fine.
LeBron.
That's fine. He just took that like a man.
I ain't.
You over here starting shit.
I just
he
don't
took
think,
that loss.
I
like
just
man.
Don't think, in my personal opinion, he's not better than. He I is. Love Dirk, but if they're
yeah.
they're all three, they're all 1A, 1B, 1C.
Can I just ask one question?
No, I don't. I'm not going.
I
want to
know. I want to know. Like, basketball is about scoring, right?
No,
like,
right.
That's. But I'm saying, like, how do you win the game? You have to score.
But you got
to
win scoring. Championships to win games.
But I'm saying you have to score to win a game, right?
But Twizzy, that doesn't
Dirk,
work here.
Has that the highest, he is the top, number 7 on top 10 scorers of all time.
The reason why
number
I respect
seven.
Him, he did it his,
yeah, that's
he,
respectable.
He did it himself his whole career in Dallas. He never, he
that's
did,
respectable. He,
off,
he never teamed up.
He
didn't chase. He never teamed up. You're right. He never teamed
he never
up
chased.
For a ring.
LeBron,
off one leg.
He never chased.
Right.
He didn't.
So.
He yeah. didn't go from Cleveland to Miami to the Lakers. He didn't
come on,
that.
Bro. You taking shots now?
Oh, my bad.
Come on, God. Damn.
My bad. My bad. Yeah, shout out to the key.
Man, yeah. Shout out to
but
the
how
key
many Dirk got? He got one?
Dirk got
it's
one.
Shiny as a bitch, though. Y'all
yeah,
ain't
but what I'm saying is, if my shiny. Boy, but listen, if Bronny was happy with Wayne, he could have just stayed where he was.
LeBron, listen. LeBron did his thing. LeBron's
right.
never been mean to me.
But I'm saying, no.
Yeah.
LeBron's never been mean
gotta
to me.
You got
to
get off
so
that Dallas train.
Back away from the Patron.
Right. Yeah.
Who's your real team? Now that we got that
the Mavericks,
Dallas
I ain't
Cowboy.
Gonna lie.
Okay. But now we got that Dallas Cowboy.
Oh, football?
Yeah.
I'm going to ride with the Cowboys, but I love Tom Brady, man.
You like yeah. Tom Brady. Yeah. So this is what I'm going to do, man, because, you know, we've been at home rocking and all type of stuff. Before we wrap this up, I just got one serious question that I want to end this with. All
right.
Don't do me that.
I want to know, what is your top 5 running backs of all time? Or right now, man. Current, whatever. Give me your top 5.
Right now?
No, it don't have to be right now. It could be all time.
Whoever you like.
It'd be all time.
Why y'all just told me? I thought Deebo Samuel was a running back.
No,
he is.
He
plays
no,
everything.
He play everything, but he's receiver.
He plays. He's a like a utility.
But Deebo would be.
I like Deebo right now. I just like the way he runs.
All right, so this is what we're gonna do. We ain't gonna even do you like that. We're gonna do you. Give me your top five players right now, because I know you say Tom is. So just give me your top five players. We ain't gonna even stick with running backs.
Samuel stink.
No.
Tell me the truth.
No, Debo. No, he don't stink. He that dude. I just want you to give me your top five players.
Ever
right now, whatever. Just whatever. I don't care. Just put it together.
Top five football players right now. I like Brady.
Brady? Yeah. Edward,
Eugene Brady.
Brady.
I like Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Cheetah Man.
Yeah.
I like I like Patrick Mahomes. He's from Gangsta. Texas.
He's from Texas.
Yeah. Shout out to Texas.
He does his thing. I got to eat my words about Patty. He's crazy.
Who else I like? Shout out my nigga Vine.
Vine Miller.
Yeah, shout out my Super Bowl
Dallas.
Vine.
Ain't Dallas he from?
Yeah, he from Dallas. No, he from DeSoto. DeSoto,
Texas. Okay. Yeah, shout out Vine because they try to write Vine off.
Number five. This last one.
And the best motherfucking football player the only football player I've ever kept up with.
Yeah.
And it's my number one. I guess I went from five to one.
Yeah.
The Hall of Famer, Chris Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I'm my mama.
Yes, sir.
As y'all can see, America, I didn't really know how to answer that question because I watch football like when I have the time.
Yeah.
Thank God that this legend right here took me in as a little brother as he has. But, this the only nigga I've kept up with football-wise in Tom Brady. Chris Johnson, Tom Brady. If he ain't them,
yeah, you out of there.
Talk to me about rap and stuff.
Yeah. Can we get a favorite Young Money tour bus? Well, on tour story on the way out.
Ooh, please.
Your
I
favorite?
Need to hear this.
Yeah, something.
I need something juicy though, bro. Like New York backstage or heading to the hotel, Atlanta, Houston, Vegas.
What up?
So many stories. Dade. So many stories.
I know
stories.
There's so many. Okay, we got so many stories. I just need a juicy, nice story.
Let me see.
On tour. Hotel. Y'all had a room.
Didn't y'all go on tour when it was like when Drake, Drizzy, all y'all, everybody
else?
Yeah,
we always out. Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all know, Trail? Trail, it was Tiger right here, man.
Exactly.
He be on No Jumper.
Exactly.
The host. We was having a BB gun war on tour.
What?
On tour one day, everybody bought BB.
I have playing like that, right?
Okay. You're a smart man.
What?
Everybody bought BBs, and how Wayne, this nigga, didn't play fair. Mr. Rich Ass Tunchi. He would beat us. He would leave the city. Let's say we got Houston and Dallas. He would leave Houston before we even got on the bus in the morning.
Yeah.
Already get to Dallas. Buy every gun and fucking pellet out of Dick's Sporting Goods and send us a picture of him in the middle of a gazillion bullets and shit. And anyway, we had this whole BB gun war, and it became so serious to where we had to walk through the hotel lobbies, like watching our back, checking into the room, have your pistol on you. Do not get caught lacking. And one day we was at the truck stop, and Wayne was up on the tour bus in the back of his bus, and once people found out that was Wayne's bus, they was coming to the bus, and he was on his studio bus at the time.
Yeah.
And he came out the window trying to talk, but the rules was don't get caught lacking. Every day, ain't no time off.
Yeah. It don't matter.
Wayne up there taking pictures with fans from in the bus up top, people down there just standing up beside the bus. Trail stupid ass come around Wayne bus with this BB gun and just light the window up while Wayne taking pictures with these kids and shit. He just shot Wayne in the eye. Wayne come on our bus and tell him how he gonna kill everybody in his family. It went bad, man. We had to put the guns down for a minute. We thought he was gonna die the next day. It was bad, but yeah. We got a lot of stories, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell. I'm trying to get my woman back, so I ain't going to tell none of the women's stories.
Yeah, you ain't got to tell
too much. This nigga trying to fuck me up out here.
I got you, bro. But, man, you know I appreciate you, man. I
love you, big bro.
Twizzy coming on here. Twizzy with me. We on the
Always with me.
We on the Smash and Dash podcast. Twizzy with me.
He's with me.
Dash. Smash, whatever you want to call him. He like to
Dash
say
smash.
Dash, whatever. But, man, this was a real one.
In Dallas.
Yes, in Dallas. Don't forget my boy Dallas.
Can't be.
You dig? Downtown, we live.